This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The hard but necessary family conversations. Our guest today, Wesley Tucker, field specialist in agricultural business with the University of Missouri Extension. We talk about estate and succession planning. Wesley has some advice from a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
I do call this the hard but necessary family conversations because I really feel like communicating and talking about some of these sensitive issues. How many of you would be excited or happy if the day after your funeral, a caravan of livestock trailers backed up to your facilities and loaded up all your cows to take them to the sale barn? The local auction company was called to schedule the estate machinery sale, and the kids stopped by the realty office on the way home from the funeral to list the farm for sale. And in all the hundreds of times I've asked this, no one ever jumps up and says, yeah, that's what I want my legacy to be. But the reality is, if we don't take farm succession serious, and if we don't plan for it and work through some of the difficult conversations, that may be your legacy. And so that's really what we want to try to avoid. And so I think all of our producers will be familiar with the old three-legged milking stool, right? Roadmaps to farm and ranch transition to make that map for how would the operation should transition from one generation to the next. I spend quite a bit of time talking about family business dynamics and how to separate some of those family and business roles. And then we spend quite a bit of time talking about family meetings and how to protect not only the business through those, but also the family. The reality is when we had the recent ag census, we found that 38% of our producers are now 65 or older. It doesn't matter where I go across the country. If I go to the Midwest to crop producers, if I go to the North or South to dairy producers, or any small town that has small businesses like a rural hardware store or a local feed store, rural America is on the edge of a massive amount of rollover of small businesses from one generation to the next. And so we've got to get really serious about planning and doing this properly if we want to not only protect our operations and our families, but also our rural communities scattered throughout our country. If all you want to do is pass the land to your kids, all you need is an estate plan, pass your stuff to the kids, check the box, go get a will, a trust, whatever you want to do, get your estate plan in order, and you can sleep well at night. But the reality is, if a farmer's goal is not just leaving the land to the kids and letting them fight over it or sell it, but if a farmer's goal is actually seeing if you want one of your kids milking cows on your family land 5 years or 10 years after you're gone, then a succession plan is much, much bigger than an estate plan. Yes, estate planning is part of succession planning, but it's only a piece of it. Because yes, you have to think about the assets. You've got to think about the financial side of it. Do I even want to retire? Does the dairy support more than one family in this operation? And then the elephant in the room often is, who is my business successor going to be and how I'm going to treat them if I have one or two children that want to be a part of the dairy operation when I have other children that don't? And just going through farm succession with my family when my father was killed, you know, unexpectedly quickly, I realized how important this truly is. Now, family businesses, unfortunately, are hard. There's always something that takes priority over our time. But unless you get extremely intentional about communicating and put family meetings on the calendar and say, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about things once a month or once a quarter or whatever, they will not happen. I love that analogy of the airport runway. The sooner we start having these, the longer the runway we got and the smoother the landing can be. Don't be afraid to bring family together and talk about things. I feel like sometimes people are so afraid because they know there's different thoughts and different opinions. They feel like, well, if I let people have the opportunity to express their opinion, it's like going through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant. Everyone gets what they ordered. No, it's not. You know, we're going to have to compromise. We're going to have to make some hard decisions. It is important to let everyone have a voice and everyone to have, you know, input. But then ultimately, we have to make some of these hard decisions about what's best for the family and best for the future of our dairy operation.
Those are comments from Wesley Tucker, field specialist in agricultural business at the University of Missouri Extension, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday on Dairy Radio Now.